you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 90, verse 17, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday. It's Labor Day, which hopefully means for many of you a day off or a day of relaxation or quite possibly a diversion from your typical routine. So I hope and trust you'll acknowledge God as a good giver of this day for you because you're alive, which means he has plans and purposes for your life. Yeah, I know it's not always clear, oftentimes hard to understand because of circumstances or trials or tribulations, or you felt you were led in one direction and you're getting derailed, creating confusion, maybe even fear. But we serve a great God and he delights in you. He does care for you. And he will provide and make a way if you draw close to him. So that would probably be the best thing you could do on this Labor Day. Even if you have to work, pray up his involvement in your day and see what happens. By way of FYI, tomorrow I'll be working on broadcasting a message delivered yesterday by Pastor Jason Epperson of CU Church on Psalm 119, but its theme deals with how we look at our work or our lot in life and how God can be glorified in what we do. On Wednesday, I'm working on having a staff member of the CU Church to talk about how they are starting up a prayer and worship service this Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. in downtown Champaign at the venue. It sounds like it'll be an exciting gathering once a month, the first Wednesday of every month, similar to our first Thursday of every month where we meet to worship and pray. And for those of you with inquiring minds, our Friday into Saturday, our midnight to 6 a.m. prayer gathering in Springfield at the WLUJ studios, where we took back the night in prayer, it was outstanding, powerful, life-changing, and I'll have more to say about that in the coming weeks. But a room full of us enjoyed a very special time of worship and prayer and intercession. Well, today I'm going to share some past Labor Day scriptures and songs that I'd put together for such a program as Labor Day. And I'm thinking oftentimes during the holidays, we're often so busy either traveling or trying to fit in the things we can't do during the week or during a typical week. We kind of miss out on the holiday. Sometimes that even happens during Christmas time. We're so busy with preparation and parties and gift giving and such that you lose the real sense of the holiday. So today, maybe as you're settling into this week, may you find special meaning through the songs, focusing on labor, and how it truly is a gift from God. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale, All Your Works Are Wonderful.
All your works are wonderful. You are wise in all your ways. We have seen your perfect plan and your power. All your works are wonderful, earth and heaven, sky and sea, even still creation.
and faithful, ever true. Timeless law and tender grace, draw us in now to you. All your works are wonderful.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20, 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working, working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. Will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
Listening friend, thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get a boy. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Working the fields gave Daddy an opportunity to train. I always had lots of questions, he always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. long, although the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed. We have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow. The father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. Time's wasting. It stops for no one. Get a move on, boy. This ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Are few. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the Cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Here's the Cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross that over Chitty Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, sit me down. I'll wear the day of crown and glory. I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over, and hard trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
The load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be
so
over.
Tired.
Hard trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard trials will soon be over.
In the sky.
Trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our trials will soon be over, and
tired.
Our trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Our trials will soon be over, and our trials will soon be over, and our trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our trials will soon be over, and our trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me.
Was the Cathedrals, Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstance is today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. Truly listening, friend, God loves you. And if that's a message you've never heard before, or you don't understand, or can't quite comprehend, there's some great folks that can answer any and all questions about the Christian faith and have a relationship with God, and you can call them right now. It's a free call at 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.